welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad that you found time to spend these next few minutes with me. We've been sharing a subject, the seasons of the Lord. And on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at seasons of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. There's a reference in Acts, the third chapter, verse 19, that times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. And those times of refreshing will follow repentance. And those are wonderful times, times of glory, of being on the mountain of the Lord. We never want those times to stop. Unfortunately, according to Scripture, there are other times like seasons of need. And that's what we'd like to start to look at today. In Psalm 126 and 6, the word says, "He that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Here we see that there, in all of our lives, there's times, there's sunshine and rain. There's times of heaviness, times of sowing and of sorrow, and there's times of harvesting and rejoicing. But let's look a little more closely now at seasons of need or seasons of temptation. In Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 16, we're invited to come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. Basically, that last phrase can be translated more accurately in seasonal times of need, or simply in seasons of need. Thank the Lord that we have a wonderful, merciful, compassionate high priest whose name is Jesus, and he longs to relieve the cry of those who call unto him in distress. He knows everything you're going through, beloved. He suffered in his temptations. He's fully acquainted with the trials of life. The Greek word for temptation used in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 15, is perizomai. In fact, let me read that verse. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." There's another Scripture found in that same book of Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 18, that says, "For," again referring to Jesus, "for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them or help them that are tempted." So that Greek word for being tested or tempted is perizomai. Literally, it means a solicitation or an invitation, if you will, to do evil. We get our word pressure from this word. So our beloved Lord and Savior, our Master Jesus, was pressured to do evil in all the areas that we can possibly experience, and even in some that we're not. For example, Satan knew who he was, the Holy One of God, and he threw some special custom temptations, if you will, at him that were reserved solely for his messianic office. For example, after his 40-day fast in the wilderness, he appeared to him and he offered him all the kingdoms of the world if he would just bow down and worship him. Of course, this was the goal of the Father. Jesus will have all the kingdoms of this world, but not by worshiping Satan. Worship God alone. Him alone shall you serve. He quoted Scripture. So unlike every other human being who ever lived, Jesus was without sin. But He understands so intimately what you're going through in your life, not academically, because He went through it also. I mean, everything, that's what the Word says. So we can come to Him freely, without fear, with freedom of speech to Him in our periods of trial, to receive His grace to help us to overcome whatever we have need of in those seasons of need. So there are seasons of need, the personal trials, the personal testings we go through. But then there's another season of need, which the Word refers to as persecution for the cause of Christ. In 1 Peter, we see the apostle making a reference to that in that first chapter. He was writing to saints who were going through some extremely difficult times of persecution. In verses 6 and 7, he says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." In 1 Peter, also the 4th chapter, verses 12 through 16, the Apostle Peter writes, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached," or persecuted, if I'm throwing that in, "for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." During periods of reproach, of persecutions, believers are enjoined to be happy due to the abiding presence of the Spirit of God upon them. You know, in North America, we don't know the repression of a hostile government toward Christians, although that is changing. There are many around the world that are, and we may yet, in God's final scheme of things. Beloved, my purpose on this broadcast is to always be a source of encouragement and uplift to you. Now, that doesn't mean we hide our head in the sands. We're not aware of what's going on. But I yearn to always give you good news from the Word of God, something that's going to encourage your heart. And I don't know how accessible you may be to all the information that's on the internet and other media from ministries who are addressing the evils in our nation and the day in which we live. You know, it's very important that we discern the times in which we're living, yet we must never lose our focus, which is the Lord Jesus. And we need powerful, uncompromising preaching against sin. That's critical, especially sin that's within the church. In fact, many of the ills that we're reaping in this nation are the result of decades of lukewarm, uncommitted Christians. However, God always has a remnant, those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There are many ministries that are giving dire warnings of the judgments that are ahead in this nation: the collapse of the economy, the loss of America as a free Christian nation, the setting up of the New World Order. And while all of this is true and God gives us warning, I've been concerned about the effect upon us as individuals. How are we going to react? Someone commented recently, "What can I do about it?" Certainly, I'm not advocating, as I said, not being informed or sticking our heads in the sand, but we must balance truth and the reality of the day in which we're living with God's Word. What can we do? We can be earnest and fervent in prayer for our nation and others as never before. We can be obedient to what God is speaking to us in our own personal lives. We can be determined to abide in the joy of the Lord in His kingdom, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Beloved, there's no greater defense against fear of the future than faith, the knowledge that you are sheltered in the hands of God, and nothing can separate you from His love, whether it be tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, or sword. That's Romans 8:35. Beloved, you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And by faith, you and I are to live and experience the supernatural realm of God while living in this material world. I feel the presence of the Lord. Beloved, the Spirit of the Lord, the word of prophecy that would come to you this hour is my spirit to comfort and encourage your heart. Fear not the evils that are coming on the earth. Don't be anxious for the evil report. For all that my written word declares shall be fulfilled before the end comes. But I have called you as a member of my glorious church, my bride, one without spot or wrinkle, perfected in the love and character of Jesus. The flame shall not kindle upon you, for I care and watch over my own. The veil that separates the natural from the supernatural realm is being penetrated by spiritual beings, demonic and angelic. I say to you that this activity shall increase as my return draws near. Yet if your eyes were open to behold in the spirit realm, you would see, as my servant Elisha, who saw the chariots of the Lord, that more be with you than those with the adversary. Therefore rejoice. Rejoice, beloved, for your redemption draweth nigh. Redeem the time. Work heartily with both hands. Allow the joy of the Lord to be your daily portion of strength. Know that my Father has long patience for the precious harvest, while all of creation groans and travails, awaiting the manifestation of the glorious sons of God. Be of good cheer, beloved. I have overcome the world, says your Lord and elder brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord strengthen your heart, beloved, and your heart to keep pressing on and running the race. What joy before us. Jesus is coming again. Thank you for joining me. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for writing. Thank you for your prayer support and your financial help. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.